listening to T4 Syndrome. I'm your host, Arthur Taylor, and this is episode number 1. Our topic today is rice. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. I started with a ratio of 1 to 2, equivalent to 1 cup of long grain rice, and used 2 cups of water. I steamed long grains of rice, and I came across a medium, long variety of rice. If you find that your rice is too mushy or the consistency is not what you like, adjust the water the next time you cook it. Cook the rice in a saucepan on the hob for about 5 minutes on each side or until tender, about 2 minutes. Some recipes that use other rice varieties such as basmati sometimes require soaking or rinsing the rice after cooking to remove the extra starch. This type of rice is highly refined and polished and does not require washing, so it is a good idea to rinse off dust and other impurities by measuring rice through a sieve and letting cold water run over it for a few moments. There are several ways to cook rice, but the ratio of 2 to 1 water to rice is used to cook long, grainy white rice on the stove. Short grain rice is round and bulging because the high starch content makes the grains stick together during cooking, while rice, which is ground to make white rice, does not. Due to the low starch content, cooked grains are easier to separate and the amount of starch makes, in short, less of a difference than with long grains. There are two types of rice, short grain and long grain or short grain. Brown rice contains a higher arsenic content than white rice because the metal accumulates in the outer layer of the grain. However, it is not recommended to choose white rice as a staple food due to the lower health benefits. If you eat brown rice, wash the rice well, rinse it, drain excess water and boil it for at least 30 minutes, as recommended by the FDA, then rinse and rinse again before cooking the grain. You can use 1¾ cups of water for 1 cup long grain rice and it will take about 12 to 15 minutes until it steams. Almost all available white rice is medium grain rice, but basmati rice is not, and almost all brown rice in the United States is white. Bring gently to the boil, then cover the pot and stir to prevent it from sticking to the bottom of the pan. A simple and perfectly fine way to cook it is to simply add 2 cups of rice to 4 cups of water. Turn the heat down immediately and simmer over low heat for about 15 minutes, and then up to medium-high heat. Bring to the boil, reduce the heat and simmer over a very low heat for 45 minutes until most of the liquid is absorbed. You can cook the rice in plain water, but cooking in a brothel gives it more flavor, so cook it until it is absorbed, about 10 minutes. To warm up frozen rice, follow the same steps as in the How to Warm Up Rice section, but follow the instructions for long grain white rice. If a certain ratio produces dry rice, adjust the liquid content as needed to add more flavor to the rice the next time you cook it. You need to test your own ratio based on the size of the pot you are using and the amount of water in it, but you can adjust the liquid level to adjust if it produces drier rice. When you rinse your rice, you must reduce the water by 2 tablespoons so that the rice absorbs everything. I weigh my rice before and after rinsing and the weight gain is done in water, so I rinse it to make sure it is still fluffy. The rice is wonderfully fluffy, no matter which stove you use, and it is very easy to cook. The easiest way is to fill a bowl with water and run it through a fine meshed sieve until the water is clear. Simply place the rice through a fine mesh sieve and refrigerate for at least 30 minutes until it cools. If you also want to add a pinch of butter, try it, your rice will taste 10x better, but for most rice varieties I always use 1/4 cup butter, which you can enlarge or reduce. When you add the rice, the temperature of the water drops significantly and it boils, but you can stop it if you want, at least for a few minutes. If there is absolutely no water at the bottom of the pan and the heat is low, or if there is absolutely no water inside, add a splash of boiling water and put the lid on. If you keep opening it, the rice won't cook and it will require a lot of extra cooking, so don't worry about overcooking it. Remember to use very low heat and make sure you really feel the need to do so. The rice is still hard, but as long as you don't get too much water into it and the heat is low, it should only take about an hour and a half. This has been T4 Syndrome, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go.